Arizona Sketches by Joseph Monk, narrated by Dylan Stewart.
Chapter 1. A Romantic Land. A stranger, on first entering Arizona, is impressed with the newness and wildness that surrounds him. Indeed, the change is so great that it seems like going to sleep and waking up in a new world. Everything that he sees is different from the familiar objects of his home, and he is filled with wonder and amazement at the many curious things that are brought to his notice. Judging the country by what is common back east, the average man is disappointed and prejudiced against what he sees. But, estimated on its merits, it is found to be a land of many attractions and great possibilities. A hasty trip through the country by rail gives no adequate idea of its intrinsic value, as such a limited view only affords a superficial glimpse of what should be leisurely and carefully examined to be properly understood or appreciated. At the first glance, it presents the appearance of a desert, but to one who is acquainted with its peculiarities, it is by no means desolate. It furnishes a strong contrast to the rolling woodlands of the Far East and to the boundless prairies of the Middle West. And though it may never develop on the plan of the older states, like California, it has an individuality and charm of its own, and its endowment of natural wealth and beauty requires no borrowing from neighbors to give it character or success. It has grand scenery, a salubrious climate, productive soil, rich mineral deposits, and rare archaeological remains. It also has a diversified fauna and flora. The peccary, gila monster, tarantula, centipede, scorpion, and horned toad are specimens of its strange animal life. And the numerous species of cacti, yucca, maguey, palo verde, and mistletoe are samples of its curious vegetation. It is, indeed, the scientist's paradise, where much valuable material can be found to enrich almost every branch of natural science. Hitherto, its growth has been greatly retarded by its remote position and Uncle Sam's domain. But, with the comparatively recent advent of the railroad, the influx of capital and population, and the suppression of the once dreaded and troublesome Apache, a new life has been awakened that is destined to redeem the country from its ancient lethargy and make it a land of promise to many homeseekers and settlers. When the Spaniards, under Coronado, first entered the land more than 350 years ago, in search of the seven cities of Cibola, they found upon the desert sufficient evidence of an
sample complete. Ready to continue?